You're never too young to start learning about Alaska's most important civil rights leader. Chuck Miller, the cultural and community liaison for the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, captivated a group of about 20 toddlers at the Sitka Public Library on Thursday with traditional Tlingit stories celebrating Elizabeth Paratovich. Accompanying himself on a drum, Miller told the story of how Raven made humans out of trees, and another about how Raven lost his beak.
Do we remember what that means, friends? What does that mean?
Raven walking on the beach.
Whoa, good job. Okay, Raven walking along the beach. As he's walking along the beach, he's hungry. He's always hungry, that Raven. His stomach would growl. Can you make a growling sound like your stomach?
Miller has been telling stories most of his life. For him, being able to tell these stories and wear his regalia is itself a celebration of Paratovich's advocacy, which was instrumental in passing the Alaska Equal Rights Act of 1945.
Well, I was thinking earlier about it today, and what I'm appreciative for is being able to do the storytelling, do the songs, do the dance, be able to share history with people of all ages, of all races. I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't be able to do any of that without what she sacrificed for all of us. I never even met her, but I'm grateful today that she did what she did. I wouldn't be able to wear my regalia in front of anybody.
The details of Paratovich's legacy may have been lost on this audience, but they were happy to paddle along with Raven as he dove down to steal bait off of a halibut hook.
That's his favorite. He just wants that animal fat. How is he gonna get it? So he watched the fishermen every day. They go out fishing. They go out in their canoes and they paddle. Can you paddle, friends? Show me your paddle.
Miller told stories for about 25 minutes, a long time for a room of wriggling children.
Everybody was very happy, so I wanted to share more stories than just one. So I shared two. I think they were right at the edge of their seats, but they were also like at the edge of their patience too, because they sat really well.
Amid the vigorous paddling and call and response, there was only one close call.
And they spit on the hook for good luck. Can you do that? Pretend to do that. Don't do it.
Miller ended with a short song and a thank you to everyone for sitting so well. After the reading, participants were offered free coloring books with Tlingit stories. Sitka continued the Elizabeth Paratovich Day celebration with a parade later on the Thursday. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.